Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. Hey there, thanks for joining me today. So today I just want to talk about failing forward. So what does that mean exactly? First things first, I want you to name me something in your life you've accomplished where you feel like you just completely and totally knew what you were doing every single minute, every single hour, every time that you moved forward into the next step, you understood it, you got it, you totally rocked it, you didn't have any questions, you didn't feel any hesitation, you felt completely confident and on top of every little detail, every minute of every day. So do you think you can actually think of any situation like that? It doesn't really matter what area of your life you're talking about, you, I'm sure, can't. No matter whether it's something as simple as your relationships and moving forward in those, there's always some questions and some hesitancy. Whether it's anything you've accomplished, buying a car, buying a house, I'm sure that you second-guessed yourself whether, is this the right one? Should I try something different? What's the next step? I don't really know. What are the next pieces that go together? You weren't completely and totally confident about every single bit of the process. There was just no way that anybody can be. We don't know it all. And especially in situations that we don't come to very often, things like buying a house, buying a car, getting married, all of these big things that happen in our lives, we can't know it all. We haven't been in that situation. We haven't been there with that person or in that particular time and place with that particular house or car or whatever it might be. Even something as simple as having kids, you know, there's once the deed is done and you have the baby on the way, there's little that you can really do except try to stay healthy. But there's plenty of fears and worries and stresses and frustrations that come along with it. So no matter what, everything big in your life that you have accomplished, you haven't really accomplished with this sense of empowered, let's do this, let's move forward perfectly, and everything just falls into place. So that's why I like to remind you, not to depress anybody or to be like, oh, remember, everything in your life has been terrible and you've just been stumbling along, but more in the sense of like, hey, you are stumbling along and it's fine. That's just the way things happen. That's the way things unfold. It's okay. You don't know what you don't know until you don't know it. And then when you educate yourself, you move on to the next step and so on and so forth. And it's the exact same thing when it comes to losing weight. It's the same thing when it comes to planning out your weight loss strategy and starting to implement it. It's never going to be this perfectly set into motion thing where everything feels completely correct and the exact right thing to do and everything's going to work exactly the way that you want it to and everything's going to fall perfectly into place. It just isn't. Nothing is. And that's the point. The point is that you're weight loss goals and reaching those is going to happen in the exact same way as everything else that you've accomplished. When you started your job, you were a little confused the first couple days, maybe the first couple weeks, maybe the first couple months, and you slowly but surely, after continued repetition, figured that out. You slowly figured it out. So when it comes to setting up ourselves for a weight loss plan, why do we so often start one and then expect it's going to be this like perfect little box where we're going to, like, you know, order a box of diet food and then just eat it completely exactly the way the plan says and nothing's going to get off track and you're going to exercise perfectly every single day. And then we always tend to get frustrated and off track when things don't go right. But I find it funny that that's just the one and only area really that we continue to get where we expect this perfection. We don't expect it in every other area. We haven't had it happen in any other area of our life. Everything that we've accomplished, we've done it just by sort of stumbling along, fumbling along, and figuring it out as we go. So I just want to remind everyone that it's the same when it comes to losing weight. You don't need to have your whole life set aside and stop everything and then just have this perfect little situation where everything's going to work out just right. It's not going to work. And if it does, all you're going to do is gain your weight back, because as soon as you take that perfect little situation and you fall back out of it and into your regular life, guess what? It's all going to come apart. So just remember, when you are moving forward on a weight loss goal, it's going to feel the exact same as when you're moving along in every other area of your life. It doesn't really feel organized. It doesn't really feel perfect or easy or simple, but you do start to make progress. Think about now, again, at the end of these things where, you know, you're in your relationship that you've been in for years and years. Like, did you know that everything was going to work out the way that it did back at the beginning? No, but you have gotten to where you've gotten to know each other better. You've worked on your relationship. You've worked through things, and now things are most likely better. You've optimized. Same for your house. Now that you've gotten to where you know everything about it, you know, okay, well, it's better if we change this or change that, or we're going to, you know, do some construction and fix this door or whatever it might be. You optimize. You slowly make it better as it fits you, as your lifestyle changes. Everything that you do, your job, same thing. You get better and better at it. You start to optimize. You start to come up with better ways to do things. And the same thing will work out with your weight loss goals. Just implement stuff, get it going, start making that progress. And as you do, you're going to recognize, oh, okay, here's an issue. Let me figure this out. Here's an issue. Let me figure this out. And again, things will change as your lifestyle changes, as your days change, as your schedule changes. And you're going to have to work around that as well. Same exact thing. You're going to accomplish this goal in the exact same way that you do every other thing in your life. And I love the idea of failing forward. So what does that mean exactly? Just basically that. I talked about how everything that you've accomplished, you probably didn't do it in this perfect little like next, okay, got this, check kind of way. A lot of times, some of the biggest progress that you make is because something fails. When you just kind of leap forward and you go ahead and take that leap of faith and you say to yourself, you know what, I'm just going to do this and see what happens. Sometimes it doesn't work out, and sometimes it doesn't work out in the way exactly you thought it would, but then it works out in a different way. And looking back again, you can most likely see where you have optimized so many different things in your life. You've figured out, you know, even as simple as driving from one place to another, you might have gone like this roundabout way for the longest time and then realized, hey, there's this shortcut over here. You just figure things out the more you do them, but it's in doing them and in going ahead and taking that long route that you finally eventually recognize the shorter route. But you wouldn't have recognized that shortcut had you not familiarized yourself with the area and slowly but surely been taking that other route, and then eventually noticed as you, again, got familiar with the area, hey, there's another option. So the best thing you can possibly do is just jump forward. Just go ahead and leap forward, because you will learn so much more as you actually do than you will ever when you sit around and you just think it through and you journal and you plan and you just idealize this absolutely perfect plan that, you know, you hope is going to fall into place, you hope is going to happen. You imagine that rocky moment where you're running up the steps and this is going to be the way you're going to get to your weight loss goals. It's going to be just like beautiful and amazing. There's going to be music playing. No, it's not going to look like that. It's going to be, you're going to start on something and guess what? This isn't going to work. So you're going to figure it out and work out something different. And then that's not going to work. So then you're going to work it out and figure out something different. And slowly but surely, the fastest you can possibly ever reach any goal whatsoever is by just going and doing and planning and trying and realizing what doesn't work and then changing your methods and changing your options and optimizing. So today I just want you to think about the fact that the fastest you can get to your goal is by just moving forward, even if that means by failing. And in failing, you are going to learn so much more. You're going to be able to then optimize so much faster, and you're going to be able to make progress so much faster. So even if things don't look perfect, even if your journey is looking a little messy, a little confusing, and not so perfect the way that you'd really like it to, that's okay. That's the way everything happens. And that's the best way you can possibly learn and improve and just move forward as quickly as you possibly can. And you are going to make progress. You are absolutely going to make progress so much faster if you are not afraid to fail, if you are not afraid to have issues and problems that you know you need to work through, if you just plan for it and mentally set yourself up for that and get going. That is when you will make the most progress. And you're going to be looking back, and when someone asks, like, how was it that you lost all this weight? It's not a simple answer, because it's not a simple answer when you've accomplished anything. Where exactly in your life can you just point to something and go, oh, I just did this, the end, no ifs, ands, or buts. It was just so simple. It was so easy. It was just this one little thing. No, it's never like that. Anything you accomplish is full of all kinds of different things you had to work through and figure out, and this will be too. So let's get you going. Let's get you moving. Let's just fail forward. The faster that you want to move forward, then the faster you have to learn that you just need to start leaping forward. Things are not going to go perfectly, but it's okay. That's how life works, and you are going to be successful the more that you just accept it and let's go. You got this. I'm rooting for you. If there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. Jump in the Facebook group and chat with me there. I look forward to talking to you soon. Hey there, just one quick reminder. I want to remind you about the Motivation Mindset Masterclass. Remember, it is available right now. It is hosted in a Facebook group, and also you're going to get access to a course with over 30 modules that walk you through exactly how to go from demotivated and frustrated and disorganized to clear-headed, confident, and in control. And remember, it is in a Facebook group as well, where I am just going to walk you through step by step, day by day. You just sit back, relax, and follow my lead. I am there for you day in and day out for you to ask questions. We can work through your actual personal situations. It's not just me talking at you, it's me talking with you. So jump in now, learn more about it on the website, and definitely grab it, because it is going to, the sale is actually ending. The doors are closing on Tuesday, August 31st, and on September 1st, Wednesday, September 1st, we are starting, we are getting started, we are moving forward, and we are jumping in to get this going together. I hope that you join me. I hope to see you there. It's going to be awesome. If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free weight loss motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.